behind these walls, you gotta survive. With no PlayStation or Xbox Live, the guards threw us crusty tether balls. And in the yard, we heard the calls. We heard girls screaming,
"We need some dick!
Hop over the wall and make it quick." But this wall is too tall. I wish I was the liquid metal Terminator. This one's for the kids stuck in JDC without their meds.
Their meds.
Looking for some girls, girls to give them head. Where are the girls?
We need some blowjobs.
This one's for the kids stuck in JDC without their meds.
Their meds.
Looking for some girls.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing
this? Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for Saturday, July 25th, 2015. And today's show's sponsor is Todd Little. Thank you, Todd, for being a Patreon supporter for decades now. If anything goes wrong in today's show, it is Todd Little's fault. If anything sucks, if the show's really boring, please try to get a hold of Todd Little and yell at him. I still have this big list of numbers that Aussie Jack sent me. For a neighborhood that is controlled by a homeowners association, this is the same neighborhood where I was saying that I got dog poop in my hair. And since it's Saturday today, maybe more of these people will answer. So I'm going to call a few of them at least.
Hello.
Hello, William?
Yes?
Hey, this is Brad. I live down the street from you.
Yeah.
On Grass Tree. And I was talking to the homeowners association, and they say you need to cut your trees down because they're blocking my telescope view.
I don't own any trees.
No, there's trees in your yard, stupid.
That would belong to the association.
I know, but they say you can cut them down because they're blocking my view of my telescope.
What trees?
You know, the ones in the front. Because I live down the street on Grass Tree, and whenever I try to aim my telescope at the sky, your stupid trees are in the way.
Okay, we can drop the stupid stuff already.
Okay, well, they are. They're kind of stupid, and they're in my way.
First off, any tree outside of 10 feet of my house is not mine. It's the association's.
I know, but they say you can cut it down. I got permission for you. So could you cut those down this weekend?
Who's cutting them down?
I would like you to.
Why don't you come outside and meet me?
No, I don't want to. I just want you to cut down your stupid trees.
No.
Why not?
Because they're my trees. I like them.
You said they're not your trees. You said they're the homeowners association's trees.
Then why would I cut them down?
Well, why are you lying to me now?
I'm trying to make sense out of what you... Meet me out front or I'm going to hang up.
Well, why don't you just... Wait, so if we meet out front, we're going to stay on the phone? That doesn't make sense.
No, I want to come out and see which trees you're talking about.
The ones in front, the really tall ones that block my view of Venus.
I don't know which trees you're talking about.
Well, just cut them all down, stupid. Stupid is his trigger word. All right, we're off to a slow start. Apparently, you can not own the trees in your yard if you have a homeowners association. I mean, he's got several trees in his yard, so I'm sure I have the right house here. Oh, and by the way, on this street view image, there is another fire hydrant that is painted silver on the bottom and blue on the top. Maybe it's white on the bottom. I don't know. Anyway, I guess that's just the color of the fire hydrants in that town or that neighborhood or something. I did have a legal expert write to me, his name is Nathan, about fire hydrants. And by legal expert, I mean someone who has access to Google. And he quotes a page which says, "In an effort to make it easier for firefighters to know what a specific hydrant will supply, The National Fire Protection Agency recommends that fire departments and water districts follow a standard of color coding, and it says the fire hydrants should be painted chrome yellow, and their tops and caps should indicate the available GPM. It doesn't say what GPM stands for, but I'm guessing gallons per minute. So, the top of a fire hydrant apparently tells you how powerful a fire hydrant is. So, below 500 gallons per minute should be red. 500 to 999 gallons per minute should be orange. 1,000 to 1,499 gallons per minute should be green. And a 1,500 gallons per minute fire hydrant top should be blue. So since these are blue, these are some badass fire hydrants. Either that or they just look pretty, and that's what the Homeowners Association wanted. He also says that the NFPA recommends chrome yellow for the body of new public hydrants, but other colors are okay too, such as white, silver, and of course red. The important thing is to make hydrants bright and easy to see. So thanks, Nathan, for your legal expertise. It's always nice when this show can be educational, and I guess silver is okay, and a blue top makes some sort of sense to the fire departments. So I'm a big stupid, okay? I apologize.
Hello?
Hello, Leanna?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Grass Tree Court.
Over where?
On Grass Tree Court.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was on your roof last night, and... I don't know, I fell asleep and I just kind of rolled off the roof and, like, fell on your lawn.
What were you on the roof for?
I was watching the stars.
What side did you fall on?
The left side, so there was lots of grass.
Hmm.
Yeah, I really hurt my shoulder, it sucks.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. I was just hoping maybe you could put a rail or something along the side of your roof to keep people from rolling off of it.
Well, how many people are going to be on our roof?
Oh, it was just me. I was watching the stars and I fell asleep.
But I wondered when this would happen again.
Well, who knows? It depends on how much I've had to drink, really.
Well, it's not funny, is it?
No, because I fell off the roof. It really hurt.
I bet. What's your name again?
My name's, what did I say? Roy, I think.
Roy?
Yep.
Roy what?
Gerbel is my last name. I live over on...
What?
Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
Gharbul.
Well, I'd recommend you not getting on people's roof, because that's dangerous for you, and it might hurt the roof, too.
Oh, no, I'm really careful. I'm good at walking on roofs, so it's okay. I won't make any leaks happen or anything.
No, I'd appreciate you if you wouldn't walk on our roof. It would be, I could be sued, maybe.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You should put a rail up alongside the roof so I don't fall off again.
Well, are you going to get up there again?
Well, I don't know. I just like to get on people's roofs and look at the stars.
Well, why don't you write us off of your list?
That's not a list.
I think that would be a better solution than us putting some kind of a preventative measure.
Well, it's not...
I've never heard of anybody getting on our roof before.
Yeah, well, I'm quiet about it. I don't want to disturb you guys, but I just like to get on random roofs around the neighborhood.
I might not know it was you. I might call the police.
Oh, don't do that. No, because I have a record. I don't need the police bothering me.
Well,
I hate those police.
I don't know which side it was on, really.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just thought
which
you should
know. Which side was it on? The north side or the... east side or where?
The left side.
Left from what?
From the house.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Is it toward Pepper Ridge or is it toward Bay Tree or what?
I think it's closer to Bay Tree, but you should just put rails along the entire perimeter of the roof. Just on both sides, just to be safe.
I doubt if we'll do that.
Okay, well... I didn't hurt myself this time, thank God. I hurt my shoulder.
I think you better stay off of roofs.
I was so
That'd
drunk.
That'd be the best solution.
Yeah, I was so drunk that when I hit the ground.
Or just get on your own roof.
Oh, no, my roof's, it's too steep. That's dangerous.
Hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have very many. What did you do, climb a tree?
Oh, no, I just scaled the side of the building. The side of the house.
You what?
I just scaled the side of the house.
Huh. Well.
I took a running jump.
That seems like almost an impossibility.
Oh, no, I'm a good climber.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't do it again.
Okay, I won't. I mean, I'll try not to, but, you know, I get drunk.
I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Okay, well, I hope you have a nice Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
What you doing this weekend? Oh, she hung up.
Hello.
Hello, Marilyn?
Hello,
Marilyn?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yep.
And I just needed to let you know you need to put a railing along your roof, along the perimeter of your roof.
Why?
Well, one of your neighbors complained because he was up on your roof last week and he fell off.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm from the Homeowners Association.
No, you're not. Who is this?
No, I really am. Why do you say I'm not?
I don't know. Get the phone.
What?
Do you know Roy from the Homeowners Association?
I heard him say hang up in the background.
Hello?
Hello, Rita?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I just needed to let you know that you need to, you're required to build a fence around the perimeter of your roof. Like, just a small fence. Maybe just a foot high about a foot high should do it.
What's this for?
Well, one of your neighbors, Brad, he was on your roof last week, and he said he fell off and hurt his arm. So it's just to keep people from falling off your roof.
Just, okay, thank you.
It's just a safety precaution, you know? Hey, what? Why'd she hang up on me? All right, I'm not even going to call her back. I think she totally believed me, and she's going to build a fence on her roof. I should tell people it needs to be a six-foot-high fence to keep people off the roof, you know?
Hi, you reached 323-06.
Okay. I guess I'm done with these. That's pretty much the end of the list. I skipped some of them. I don't know, maybe I'll revisit them later on some other show. But once again, thank you, Aussie Jack, for sending me this giant list of Homeowners Association neighbors. Now's the part of the show right before the voicemails where I play a really old call that happened approximately a year ago just to fill up space and make the show seem longer. So here's something that happened on July 30th of 2014. This is the call to an oil change customer who I told that I converted their truck into electric. This is the call that kind of reminds me of the old television show, Sanford and Son.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey. It's Gary from the oil change place. You came in and had your car fixed?
Yes.
It looks like there's a little bit of a problem.
So it's a problem? What's wrong?
They accidentally converted your car into electric.
Converted my car into electric?
Yeah, it's an electric car now. You don't have to put gas in it anymore. Like, they got some orders mixed up. They were supposed to convert someone else's car to electric, but they converted your car to electric instead. Oops.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, you've got an electric car now. You don't have to put gas in it anymore.
Don't have to get no gas from the fuel station no more?
Nope, never again. Nope, only electric.
Never again?
Nope, never again. We accidentally converted it to electric.
Oh, accidentally. They accidentally put a thing in my car and it's hoping somebody else where you don't have to get gas no more forever. Don't have to put no gas in the car. So how you gonna drive it then?
Oh, you have to plug it in. When you get home, just plug it into the wall.
So you just have to plug it into the wall when you get home.
Come on, electric car.
Yeah, that's what I got, he said.
You ain't got no electric car.
Oh, my God. That's what he said.
No, we can...
Huh?
We converted it to electric. Tell him that. Tell him...
They converted it to that, when you went over there and they had that thing done.
And call him a dummy. Call him a dummy.
What you say now?
Call him a dummy, too, for doubting you.
Call, yeah, he said, call you a dummy. Remember when you went over there and that battery thing you got on there? That's what they did, he said. Well, that's what the man telling me now on the phone. He said, now, what you mean, how do I plug it in?
They ain't convert your thing
into
no damn electric thing.
That's what he said they did. I don't know.
They didn't.
He said they
did.
They
changed it to somebody else. They changed it
to somebody else.
That's all they did.
I don't know what they did.
They put no damn thing into no damn electric thing.
I don't know if they did or not. That's what he said.
I
don't have anything on my car to plug in.
I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie to you, ma'am. I'm just saying, you can't
That's what I'm saying, but I don't know. I don't have nothing on my car where I can plug in nothing. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, there's a plug now. It's over by the license plate on the back. You just have to plug it in.
It's over by the license plate?
Yeah, yeah. And we took the gas tank out, so if you put gas in, it's just going to go right under the ground because it's just a hole in the side now.
Dave, you put in the gas in that car since when? Yep. He said if I put any more in there, it's just going to run on the ground. He took the gas tank out or something, he said. I don't know. Nothing about that stuff. My son don't believe that stuff. I haven't put no gas in it since Thursday.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That was before it came over there.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you'll never have to put gas in again.
I put gas in that car I got up there.
Yeah. Well, he said he put some gas in there after he left you all's place. And it didn't run out.
Oh, he probably just didn't notice it. It probably went on the ground.
He said you probably didn't notice it. Right over there by the license plate, he said. What side is it on? The right side or the left side of the plug? I mean for the plugging in.
Oh, it's on the back. On the back by the license plate.
I know it's on the back by the license plate, but he don't see nothing out there. He out there looking there. Ain't nothing there.
Tell
you made a mistake again.
No, we didn't make
that's
a mistake. No, we definitely converted your car to electric. Tell him to try moving the license plate. Like, it's behind.
Move the license plate.
It's behind it. It's like a door now.
It's behind the license plate. No gas no more.
Tell him to yank it off really hard.
Wait a minute. No gas. There it is right there. The thing right there.
No, that ain't for no damn plug.
I don't know what that is.
That ain't no, that's no thing. What is he talking about? That's on both sides here. That's over here, too.
I don't... Hey.
Yes.
I don't see anything here.
There ain't nothing here. You got a tank. You got a gas tank under there. What are you talking about?
I don't see nothing.
Tell me.
I thought he said he took the gas tank off.
Your gas tank is under there, under the car.
It's up under there, sir.
What are you talking about?
Tell him to yank tell him to yank the license plate down really hard, and you'll see the plug behind the license plate.
It's nothing here.
No,
I got it all the way up. There ain't no plug there.
It's behind
there.
Behind the license plate, though.
Behind the license plate, there's nothing here.
Oh.
There it is. Then I made another mistake.
No, we wouldn't.
They made another mistake.
We never make mistakes here. We never make mistakes.
Well, see, somebody else, they're supposed to do their car like that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not on mine. Ain't nothing back behind my car.
Okay, well,
nothing behind this license plate here.
Next time you put gas in, look under the car. You'll see all the gas just draining right out because there's no gas anymore. There's just batteries in your car.
Oh, man, I don't know.
There's no...
He said the next time put gas in it, look at it, and you'll see it running out. Yeah, well, that's what he said. I don't know. I don't know. Shit. The man just called. That's what he's saying. I don't know. Well, then I made another mistake. He said this was supposed to have been for somebody else's car done like this.
Right, it's not for you.
He said accidentally they did it on mine.
They didn't do it on yours. No, they did not.
Tell him that.
The only thing they did on this car was do your battery post, tell him.
Oh, you did. It was a battery post they did, and I got the paperwork on that.
I paid $8 for it.
Yeah,
$8, that's battery post, that's all.
Tell him to look inside the engine. There's no longer an engine. It's just a bunch of batteries tied together. Like, just, it's a electric.
He said, look inside the engine, Daddy, but there's no engine there no more.
I already looked in the engine. Man, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Shit. Would you look at this?
That's what he said. I don't know.
What the hell is this? See your engine right there? That's your engine.
Yeah, everything is in my car, sir.
All they did was this right here. That's it.
That's what they did. There it is over there, what they did.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about? This is the engine.
Be quiet. What you say now?
You ain't even gonna listen to that stupid shit.
No, it turns out you're...
What happened?
Excuse me. Watch out. You listen to you. You know you got an engine. You got a gas.
So what you say now?
Tell that guy to shut the fuck up.
Hey,
Look, it turns out it's okay. We didn't convert it to electric after all. No, I have the orders mixed up. It looks like
you mixed up with somebody else. I told you, you got me mixed up with somebody else.
Okay, no, the thing we did to your car is upside down. Accidentally, it's upside down.
Yeah, all you did was put that thing on the what you call them, on the battery for mine, the cable thing.
Yeah, the terminal
post. $8 or something, and I got the receipt now.
Yeah, but like when they were doing that, they accidentally turned your car upside down.
Yeah, well, we still driving, still putting gas in it.
Okay, well, look at the car. Does it look upside down?
Look at what?
Ask that hilarious guy in the background. Ask him if the car looks upside down to him.
No, it do not. I'm out here looking at it now.
Well, I know, but listen, you're a female, so you wouldn't know. So, you know,
females. No, it's not upside down, though.
You know, women don't know cars. You only know like blenders.
I know, it's not upside down.
No, not the car. Just he'll know what I mean because he's a man. Just ask him. Say, hey, is our car upside down?
I don't know. That's my son, and he don't want to talk about it because he says it's wrong.
Hey, sir, look here. Your computer, y'all made a mistake. This car, her truck has an engine in it. And we put gas in the tank, man. We got a gas tank.
Okay.
So they made a mistake. That's all. I went over there.
Yep.
All they did was the top post, man, to change the post.
Yeah, the gas tank is all there. Put gas in it. It ain't running out.
I paid $8 here. The computer made a mistake.
Yeah, listen, dummy. Me and Barbara already cleared all this up, but it turns out your car is upside down. They accidentally made
it. You know what, man? I don't give a damn what you say. Your car upside down, nothing. We ain't listening to this shit. Hang up the phone, mama. Hang up the phone.
Wow, hey, what's your son's name? Barbara, what's his name?
She said, what's your name?
He mad, he don't want to talk about nothing. I can't talk about nothing, sir.
Okay.
Letting that go.
Okay, well, listen.
We got the paperwork, what they done and everything.
Okay, well, that's good. Hey, listen, can you give your son a hug from me, a hug and a kiss? Because he's the best.
Yes, I will, because the only thing, you just made another mistake, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I think I love...
Another mistake... another mistake has been made, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. It's not really upside down. No, like, I'm pretty sure I love your son more than you do. So can you give him a hug and a kiss for me?
Yes, I will.
Can you do it on the phone?
No, because he back somewhere back there. I don't know where he's at.
Okay.
Back there somewhere. But anyway, no, everything is all right with my truck so far. It's driving good and got gas in it. The gas tank is back there. Everything is up front. Just at the hood of the car, but everything is right there.
Okay, well, that's perfect then.
Yeah.
I guess, okay. Well, I apologize for the call. I guess we just made another mistake.
Yep, made another mistake.
Yep. If we figure out what the real mistake is, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, bye.
Running from the cops, sweating to the oldies, hiding in the bushes, running from the police. This one's for the kids in Lake Hills Juvenile Hall, crying for their moms. Clanking cups on metal bars, eating up bologna sandwiches with no mustard or mayonnaise.
Get your friends to steal a helicopter.
Brad, what the fuck? I have left
Hi,
you
Gloria.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I've left you like 10 or 15 requests. Some of the requests have been like church directories that I send you, but I left you like 3 that I really want you to do. 2 of them are for the same number, but one
blah,
of them
blah,
is like my
blah.
Old apartment.
They're in my list. I have a big list of prank requests, and I guess they will happen eventually. Just, be patient. Damn it. I'm teaching you patience. You need to learn patience.
Roy, the retarded boy. He's Roy, the retarded boy.
2 minutes of this, everyone.
He's Roy, the retarded boy. He's Roy, the retarded boy.
Only a minute and a half left.
Here we go. I slept in your yard last night, and it was such a fright. A retarded dog, disguised as a log, tried to hog all of the fucking space, all right?
Okay.
I was sprawled all over, the blades of grass, until something suddenly started smelling like ass. I said, I'll pass, and I gotta get the fuck out of here. But yet, unfortunately, some shit just got in my hair, and I'm full of despair,
Okay, thanks for the voicemail. Bye.
Hey, Brad. It's Lux.
Hey, Lux.
I'm calling to call you out WWE style. I'm coming back to take on you, the prank champion.
Oh, crap.
We all know that I'm eventually going to take over anyway. So why not make it a thing? Play this on the Snowplow Show so that everyone can support me as I destroy you in the future.
Okay, Lux.
Bye, Brad.
Hey, Brad. I just had a great idea. You should call feminists and threaten to rape them.
Yeah.
Bye.
That'd be a good one. I'm gonna do a whole show themed around that soon.
Hey, Brad. I was just sitting around stoned in class with my headphones in listening to one of your recent shows, and I just wanted to make a quick suggestion. Next time you're telling people you're lying in their backyard and observing the stars as far as your eye can see, why don't you attribute your presence in their backyard to the fact that they have a better view of such constellations as Ursa Major or Ursa Minor? And then try to spark some sort of conversation about, you know, planets and the world that we live in. You know, the world is so, we're so small and the world is so large. And, you know, I don't think.
I'll blow their minds with
that. I don't think enough people understand that. Thank you so much.
They should smoke more weed.
And helping me learn.
Sure.
About constellations when I look them up.
I do like the idea of telling them I can't see Ursa Minor from my yard. Only from their yard. Because, you know, you gotta scoot over a little bit so you can see it. I'll have to do that sometime.
Hey, Brad. It's me.
Hey.
I was just listening, and I don't think it's really illegal to be laying around in anybody's yard just to be looking up at the stars. In fact, that's why it's boring. I'd much rather, freaking, when I was in high school, I used to trespass the golf course and stay up there all night. And then when I'd fall asleep and wake up, feel like Donnie Darko.
We've all
also, I can't understand why everybody's complaining about the site being down. PhoneLosers.net is working just fine. I'm just saying.
That's true, everyone. There's not much you can get from PhoneLosers.com that you can't already get from PhoneLosers.net. So the next time it's down, PhoneLosers.net. Lots to do on that site.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
I just have one thing to say. I'm out here in New York, looking out the window, and I realized one thing. You're a fucking asshole.
What a terrible thing to say. All right, that's a good place to end the voicemails for today.
Oh?
Hello, Marilyn?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from Domino's Pizza.
Yes?
And did you order those three pizzas? They just tried to deliver them to your house, but nobody answered.
I didn't hear the doorbell ring,
oh.
And I didn't order pizzas.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Yeah,
uh-uh.
our pizza driver, he got really angry that you didn't answer.
Oh, I don't blame him, but I have no idea. We just haven't ordered any. We've only moved in here a month ago or so,
and we
haven't ordered anything from anybody.
I should let you know, he got really angry and he peed on your doorknob.
Come on.
I'm serious. I'm so sorry, ma'am, because he thought you were just messing with them, and he had to drive all the way out there with those pizzas. And he actually
kidding.
He peed on your doorknob.
You should be disciplined for that.
I will. I promise I will. I'll tell him not to do it again. I don't know why he did that. He didn't. He was bragging to it about another coworker, and I overheard him. And I'm the manager here.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
We don't like people to do stuff like that.
Oh.
So, sorry about that. You might want to clean your doorknob, though.
I think I need to, yes.
Yeah, it's like
or
spray Lysol.
You guys should come out and clean it.
Oh, no, we don't. We don't have time. It's really busy here today.
Okay.
I wish we could.
What's your number, by the way?
My number?
Your phone number.
Oh, sure. It's 1.
1.
Yeah, who's that guy in the background talking? Is he talking smack about us? That guy in the background, I just heard him talking. Is he talking smack?
My husband.
Oh, okay.
He wants to know what's going on.
Oh, tell him to be quiet because you're on the phone.
He might.
He's coming to our privacy. I want to know.
Yeah.
What do you say?
You're coming to our privacy. We didn't do anything wrong, and we've gotten our doorbell, our front porch peed on.
Yeah, well, just the doorknob. But maybe you should fix your doorbell so this doesn't happen again.
Well, a doorbell, we just put a new one in.
Well, you didn't do it the right way.
Maybe you've got the wrong house.
Oh, no, it's definitely the right house. Did your husband install the doorknob? Maybe he doesn't know how to do simple electronics.
Come on, you're making funny stuff here.
Making funny stuff? What are you talking about?
Well, just my husband wants to talk to you.
Oh, great.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Roy from Domino's Pizza.
Yeah?
And I just wanted to... Well, I already explained it all to her. Why am I talking to you?
Because it wasn't on speakerphone, and we have never ordered from Domino's.
Oh,
and I don't even know what this is all about.
Yeah, well, the driver got angry because you guys wouldn't answer your door, and he peed on the doorknob. And I just wanted to apologize for that.
You are kidding, and it wouldn't happen that way.
I would not kid.
It wouldn't happen that way. We have a brand-new doorbell, and it's very loud. You know.
Well, did you install it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you don't know how to do doorbells. Maybe you should call a professional.
What's nothing?
Nothing.
He said he peed on a doorknob.
I didn't pee on the doorknob. It was the employee, Chad.
I know you didn't, but your delivery man did, and I think that is a crazy thing to do. Well, there's nothing on our doorknob. Okay?
I think you need to install a new doorbell, because you don't, like, try...
Where's the doorbell?
Here's the doorbell.
Oh, that's bullshit. Well, maybe it works sometimes, but it didn't work when the pizza guy was there.
Listen, I'm telling you, he was at the wrong address.
Oh, no,
there's no
definitely
pee on anything here, okay?
What is the address?
Well, he went to the back
door.
What
address did he go to?
He was at the back door, not the front door, you idiot, because you wrote on the pizza on the order to come to the back door.
The back door?
That's what it says on the pizza box.
And he peed on the front door?
No, he peed on the back door because he was angry that you wouldn't answer your back door.
That is crazy because our backyard's under construction. We've got strings and all kinds of stuff there.
Well, he knows how to jump over a string. A string's not going to hold back a delivery driver.
Oh, come on now. That's bullshit. He's peed on our back door?
Yeah, go look.
If he did, boy, we're gonna get the sanitation department after you guys.
The sanitation department? What the hell?
You are in real trouble.
They're not going to do anything.
That's what happened.
What do you think the sanitation department's going to do? They're going to laugh at you if you call and tell them to come clean your doorknob.
There is no... To ask the guy what kind of a back door we have.
Oh, listen, I'm not really with Domino's. I was just kidding.
No, you ask him.
No, I'm not even with Domino's. I was just kidding around. We didn't pee on your doorknob. Click. All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Jacobs?
Mr. Jacob.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Wow, your phone's horrible. Hey, I'm calling from Domino's. Did you order 3 pizzas? We tried to deliver them, and nobody answered the door.
Well, it wasn't us. Mr. Jacob, I never ordered pizza.
Oh, hey, can you just shut up? Because your phone sounds like ass. Is your wife still on the extension?
Is what?
Is your wife still on the extension? I can't even hear you. Your phone's horrible.
Well, I'll walk to another spot of the room.
Oh, that's better. Okay,
Okay, yeah. No, we never ordered pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, the pizza driver, he was very angry that nobody answered, and he peed on your doorknob. I'm very sorry about that.
He's at our door now.
What?
Is he there?
No. Can't you hear me?
Well, ordered pizza. What address do you have? You're bothering me.
Oh, you're bothering the driver because you didn't pick up, you didn't answer the door, and he's just trying to deliver your pizza.
But I never ordered pizza, sir.
Yeah, well, I know, he already...
Anyway, I think this is a crank call.
He already left, you idiot. He peed on your doorknob because he's very upset.
Well, I should look on my... No, wait a minute, hold on.
Tell that lady to shut up, okay?
Maybe some people in our guest house ordered pizza.
Oh, maybe. You never know, but they didn't say it was the guest house, so I think it was you.
Well, hold on. You said he left something on the doorknob?
No, he peed on the doorknob.
There's nothing on our doorknob. What address do you have, sir?
I have 59 Pearl Avenue.
Yep, that's us.
I know. But, yeah, he peed on your doorknob because he was very upset. So I'm just calling to apologize, okay?
Oh, he peed.
Yeah, urinated. God, your phone's such a hobo phone.
Well,
you can't
there's
hear anything,
no key on our door, doorknob, whatever. You must be a friend of mine who is pulling my leg.
I am not a friend of yours, and he didn't come to the front door. He went to the back door like it said on the order.
Well,
so
okay.
I'm sorry he peed on your doorknob, okay? I'm just wanted to apologize.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Whatever. This idea is not going well.
Hello?
Hello, Alice?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from Domino's Pizza.
Oh.
And did you order a pizza a little bit, maybe about an hour ago from us?
I did not. What's the name of your company?
Domino's Pizza.
No, I didn't order it. Why do you have my name?
Well, someone ordered a pizza to your house, and the pizza guy showed up there, and he rang your doorbell. Didn't you hear the doorbell?
No, I didn't order. Aaron, did you order a pizza? No, there's some mistake. I just got home from the Stanford Park Hotel. I had breakfast there. We just got in.
Oh, so were you not home then? Because he was ringing your doorbell, and he's very upset.
We were not home until just about 8 minutes ago.
That must be, because he got very mad, and he took the pizzas. And
Honey, did you order pizza? No. We are at 11...
Yeah,
that's the right address.
That's the address he came to. Yeah, he got really upset, and he took the pizzas and threw them on your roof.
Yeah, you want to talk? Did you order a pizza?
Come on.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from Domino's.
Hi, nobody here ordered pizza.
Oh, yeah, she already told me that. I don't know why she handed the phone to you. I was just saying, though, that our delivery driver, he got very upset, and he threw the pizzas on the roof.
He did?
Yeah, he was very angry because nobody would answer the door. So he's like, oh, they wasted my time, and he took the pizzas and he threw them on the roof. And he was out there cursing a bunch and kicking the trees in the front. So I just wanted to apologize. We don't usually allow that kind of conduct from our employees.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't see pizzas on the roof, but...
Oh, you don't?
I appreciate the call.
He threw them right in the front, right above where the door is, probably. Unless he threw them really good, maybe they landed on the back side of the roof.
It's a pretty big house.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be able to throw them.
But he used to be a professional baseball player.
Interesting.
Before he was a delivery driver.
I don't see that there's really
Major
any
leagues.
Problems, though.
Okay, well, maybe when you guys order pizza, you should answer the door.
Well, we absolutely didn't order pizza. I know that for sure.
Maybe John ordered the pizza. Is John there?
How do you know the names of the people living here?
It's in the computer. Anyone that's ever ordered a pizza from us is in the computer forever.
Okay, well... I don't think there's a problem, so thanks for the call.
Okay. Well, we want those pizzas back that he threw on the roof. You need to find those and put them out by the driveway so we can recycle them.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you do.
Have a good day.
No, it's against the law not to do this. Whoa. It's my favorite song.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from Domino's Pizza. Is this Kathy?
Yeah.
Hi, did you order a pizza from us about an hour ago? The delivery driver said you wouldn't answer your door.
No. Really? Ordered it an hour ago?
Yeah, he was just there. Did you not hear the doorbell?
No, but, you know, maybe my husband, did my husband order it?
I don't know.
In my life ordered a pizza.
Yeah, it has your name. The delivery driver was very upset, though, that you wouldn't answer the door, and he threw the pizza on the roof.
Okay, who is it?
My name
Larry?
Is Roy.
Okay. Okay, this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I just wanted to apologize.
Okay, well, we'll cope with it, okay?
Okay, and he also peed on your doorknob, man.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. He shouldn't do things like this.
Okay. I wish I had a phone that would tell me whose phone number this is.
Yeah, if only something like that existed in 2015, but...
We
can dream about crazy technology like that, but...
Right.
It's just not going to happen in our lifetimes.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe the birds will enjoy the pizza.
I hope so.
Okay.
All right. Next time, answer your door, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. Worst idea ever for a prank. So I'm officially giving up on this one, and I am ending the show. And please blame Todd Little, the sponsor of today's show, for everything that went wrong. All of those people that just didn't care about the pizzas and the doorknobs and their roof. I have really been slacking off on shows lately. I apologize for this. I think things will be back to normal for me next week. I think I said that the week before, but I think for real this time, I'll get back on my show-making schedule, I think, this coming week. But I am sick of everything right now. I'm ready to quit. Thanks for listening, you guys. I will see you next time.
Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? We're friends! 745 white on white Velcro to Benz. I'm Baby Joshy, the third best baby. A fetus in Adidas dancing like I'm Patrick Swayze, like a villain. I'm always chilling. Yes, they call me Baby Joshy cause I'm all about my scrillions. Buy diapers, sell Pampers. I'm half Ned Flanders, half Deion Sanders. Cause I'm hitting baseballs for the Lord. And guess what, Mom? I'm through with chores. These dishes, these motherfucking dishes. Do them all yourself. These are my wishes. These chores, these motherfucking chores. Gotta check the stats like baseball scores. So step up to the plate. Burning daydreams, a cool dream escape. Blah! Cool dreams. Cool dreams. Cool dreams. Cool dreams. These dreams are cool, but they're also scary. Like a vagina, that's really hairy. Very cool, like a spritz of Sierra Mist. Like when a phantom spirit gives you a kiss. I'm super serious, super serial. But sometimes things get crazy in a scary world. Like demons and monsters and headless chickens from Foster's. With rotting faces and monster arms and headless chickens from Foster Farms. Squawking and laying eggs. Squawking out their necks cause they don't have heads. Am I dead? Is this purgatory? Floating like a spirit in this graveyard story. The zombie girls are horny. They need fresh wieners. Take them to the cleaners. Give them Boston steamers. Loose in a booth like a loose tooth. Sip on Grey Goose and vermouth. Then a phantom ghost gave me a kiss. I knelt by her side and made a wish.
Your wish is granted.
Through the mist, a creature vanished and banished. All my cool dreams to another universe, 6 feet under a stream. Ah! Cool dreams. Cool dreams. Cool dreams. Cool dreams. Outside of a wall, uncool realities of sandwiches with no cheese. Nobody says bless you when we sneeze, but I got allergies. I'm allergic to gay, and it's so lame like every day. Adidas didn't make these red jumpsuits, flip flops with no Nike swooshes. What the hell? I gotta go, but I can't go, cause there's bars on the door, on every floor, tears galore. I'm crying for my mom, just one hug more. Four hugs and one kiss. I love you, Mom. You're my bitch. For the kids in Lagos County Juvenile Hall, having cool dreams outside of a wall. Cool dreams. Cool dreams. Cool dreams. Cool dreams.
Conversation I've ever had.